بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صدق الله العظيم And most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Inshallah, tonight we will just discuss a few couplets which many of you are familiar with. And this is the Naat Sharif composed by our Arif Billah, Fazl Hakim Akhtar Saab, Rahmatullahi Alayh, who was an Aashiq, an Arif of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Aashiq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in these couplets he expresses the ecstasy, the enjoyment that he enjoyed and he experienced when in Madina Munawwara. And he describes the morning of Madina Munawwara, the evening of Madina Munawwara. And he gives glad tidings or salutations or felicitations to those who had visited Madina Munawwara or who were staying in Madina Munawwara or who live in Madina Munawwara, those who make qiyam in Madina Munawwara. They're extremely fortunate people, very lucky to be dwellers and living in the city of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the morning of Madina and the evening of Madina, he says, Ya subhi Madina, Ya shami Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyami Madina. Imagine when we go to Madina Munawwara and all of us have experienced some type of enjoyment and different feeling which we don't experience in any other place in the world. And the morning of Madina is so different after Fajr Salah, and as you're emerging from the Haram Sharif and you can look into the sky, and the sky looks so beautiful, the breeze in Madina. The evening of Madina is so beautiful as well. And as though the sky has come lowered, and the sun is also lowered, and the moon is also lowered, and everything looks so beautiful. Serenity, tranquility, some type of inner enjoyment a person experiences. Why? Because the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therein is our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is in his qabr mubarak, in the Rawza mubarak. And his presence in Medina brings light into Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu used to say that the day Rasulullah came to Madina Munawwara, Madina Munawwara literally lit up. It became illuminated. So can we imagine the morning of Madina and the evening of Madina in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How fortunate were those Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een that they were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, morning and evening, morning and evening. Thawban radiallahu anhu says that I just left the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I went home, but I was restless. And I was just missing the company of Rasulullah so quickly. And he says, I go back, I knock on the door, I make salam, I take permission. And I say, Ya Rasulullah, I'm just missing your company. I just want to see your Mubarak face one more time. So morning and evening, imagine hearing the adhan of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. And the imamat made by none other than the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And the muqtadis are the galaxy of the sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. What a type of Madina it must have been. And we see the effects even today, that when the person goes into Madina, the moment he puts his foot into this beautiful city, everything looks so peaceful around him. The people of Madina too are so calm. The character is so beautiful. Everything in Madina looks so full of nuraniyat. Something that we cannot describe. That if we have a frame at home, or in our office, and we see the green dome, we can look at it thousands of times and we can never become tired. The desire is always, I wish I was there present in Madina Munawwara. So being in the company of Rasulullah from morning and evening, Ya subhi Madina, Ya shami Madina, and they were living in Madina Munawwara. Imagine a tree trunk where Rasulullah would stand by nearby this tree and he would press his hand and rest against this tree when he would deliver a khutbah. So when he would become tired, he would just put his hand and place his Mubarak hand on this tree trunk. And finally the Sahaba decided to then build a pulpit for him, a minbar. And the pulpit was ready. It was placed in Madina Munawwara, in the Masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on that particular occasion, comes past by this tree trunk that he's no longer going to stand next to. And as he ascends the minbar, suddenly this tree trunk begins to cry and scream and shriek and sob like a little baby. Such was the sobbing, historians and muhaddithin write, such was the sobbing of this tree trunk that all the entire majma of the Sahaba, they all began to cry. And Rasulullah immediately descends and he realizes why this tree is crying. And he actually embraces this tree. Imagine how fortunate this tree was that Rasulullah presses his Mubarak body against this tree trunk. And the tree trunk explains that I was listening to your dhikr, your khutbah, so closely. Now you've gone a few steps away. Not very far, just a few steps away. But the tree trunk would feel some distance, as though Rasulullah has gone far away. And because of that, it began to shriek and cry. And Rasulullah pacifies this tree, like how a little baby who is sobbing and then the mother pats it on the back until the sob becomes lesser and lesser and lesser. And then Rasulullah gives this tree an option. If you wish, we would let you go back to your garden from which you came. Or if you wish, you could be a tree of Medina. And he chose to be a tree of Medina, a tree of Jannah. If you wish, you could be a tree of Jannah. And that's what the tree chose, to be a tree of the trees of Jannah. So they could feel the presence of Rasulullah. This is the love even a tree had for Rasulullah. So definitely it was not easy. It was not easy for Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, such a close companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls him once and takes a qasam in Allah, Wallahi ya Mu'adh inni la uhibbuk. Allah's qasam, O Mu'adh, I love you. I love you. And the same Mu'adh is now being dispatched to Yemen and he's mounted on the camel and Rasulullah is walking and he feels disrespectful, so he wants to dismount. He feels it difficult that I must be riding and my master Rasulullah is walking. Nabi tells him, no, you remain there. And he gives him beautiful advices on how he should govern in Yemen. And then he tells him, Ya Mu'adh, asa an la talqani ba'da aami hadha. Perhaps, O Mu'adh, you're not going to meet me again after this year. وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تَمُرَّ بِمَسْجِدِي وَقَبْرِي. You will pass by my masjid and my qabr. يَسُبْحِ مَدِينَا يَشَامِ مَدِينَا. Day and evening, morning and evening, they in the company of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. You think it must have been easy for Mu'adh to take? Never. It was extremely difficult. فَبَكَى مُعَاذٌ جَشَعًا لِفِرَاقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He began to sob profusely, bitterly. He couldn't take it. And the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees his sahabi crying. He turns his face away. He cannot bear his sahabi crying. And Mu'adh goes in this way. Bilal radiallahu sallam, at the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could no longer remain in Madinah Munawwara. He found it very difficult. The same Bilal, morning and evening, five times a day. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is time for salah. It is time for salah. After calling out the adhan, they will come and call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, it is time for salah. That same Bilal, radiallahu wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw in a dream. And in the dream, he could hear the footsteps of Bilal in front of him. Ya Bilal, what is it? What are you doing? What good deed are you doing that I could hear your footsteps in front of me in Jannah? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at any time of the day or night, whenever my wudu breaks and I go make wudu, I make a fresh wudu and I come and read two rakat, salat, nafil salat, tahiyyatul wudu. On that Allah gave him that position to to be in the company of Rasulullah SAW, even in Jannah. So Bilal could not then tolerate being in Madinah Munawwarah in the absence of Rasulullah SAW. So he leaves Madinah Munawwarah. He goes to Damascus. And after some time, he sees Rasulullah SAW in his dream. Bilal, why have you left us? Why are you gone away? And Bilal wakes up with a shock. And now he comes back to Madinah Munawwarah. And as he enters Madinah Munawwarah, he sees the beloved grandchildren of Rasulullah SAW, Hassan, Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala, going to Bilal, radiallahu ta'ala. You know, Bilal, radiallahu ta'ala, he was known as Sayyiduna Bilal. It is mentioned, A'taqa Sayyiduna Sayyidana. Our master Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala, he freed Bilal, radiallahu ta'ala, our master Bilal, radiallahu ta'ala. Bilal was a slave, and Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala, had freed him. And they see him, O Bilal, they plead to him, please, you call out the azan. And then Bilal radiallahu anhu could not refuse the grandchildren of Rasulullah sallam. So he goes up, and as he calls out the azan again, men, women, children all come running out of their homes, reminding them of the subha of Medina and sham of Medina and the company of Rasulullah sallam, as though Rasulullah came back. And when they go, they see Bilal radiallahu anhu. There are so many incidents of this nature that the Sahaba could not take or be in the absence of Rasulullah SAW or go away, but they had to go away for the sake of Allah and His Rasul SAW. Sometimes it was jihad, sometimes to invite other people towards Islam. Delegations were sent to different kings. So Madinah Munawwara, even today, the morning of Madinah, the evening of Madinah, the entire day in Madinah, the entire time in Madinah Munawwara, every person feels so heavy to leave Madinah Munawwara. The desire is to be remaining there all the time. So Hazrat says, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam Madinah. So glad tidings and Mubarak for you, those who are living in Madinah Munawwara, or those who go there for a little while, and you're making qiyam in Madinah, you're staying in Madinah Munawwara. Then he says, Bala jane, kya jamo mina ya alam, tera kef e khush, Kharam-e Madina. He says, how would one understand that type of enjoyment and ecstasy? That person who's walking and wandering in the streets of Madina is going towards the Haram Sharif. This wandering and strolling in the streets of Madina Munawwara is not the strolling and wandering, going shopping and visiting here and there. No. The person is going to Madina Munawwara for the ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time on his lips he's got Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the pull that is taking him towards the Haram Sharif. And of course after Salat, then he gets a chance and he goes and he stands before the Roza Mubarak and he says, As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. So this is the thing that is pulling him. So this, how will that person who is intoxicated with the bottle and wine, the intoxicants, the wine, the liquor of this world, somebody who has gone in a drunken stupor of this, the embellishments of this world, or a drunkard of this world, who enjoys his bottle, his liquor, his wine, and he thinks he has got some type of ecstasy and happiness that he is enjoying, he'll never understand the enjoyment, the ecstasy that a person who is in Madinah Munawwara and is walking into the streets, is walking the streets of Madinah Munawwara and is going to his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bala jane, kya jamo mina? Jamo mina is the bottle and the wine of this world. Tera kaif, that your kaifiyat, the kaifiyat you're getting, the feelings that you're experiencing, that person who's drunk with the wine of this world, he can never get this ecstasy that you are enjoying. And this is Madinah ki galiyon mein, har ek qadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram-e Madina. Every single step, on every step in Madina Munawwara, a person has to bear in mind the respect for Madina Munawwara. Sahaba has showed that respect. Tabi'in showed that respect. They would not raise their voice more than that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi is teaching a dars of hadith. He got thousands of students in front of him. And the students who were close to him could see today something is worrying him. The color of his face is changing. He's in some type of pain. But Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi continues to teach until finally the sabak is over. He closes the kitab. He pulls off his kurta. He tells his student to check if there's anything. They find a scorpion. A scorpion had bit him several times on his back. But he did not interrupt his dars because he was saying, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was saying, حدثنا فلان عن فلان عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This person has narrated to us from that particular person, from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the Sahabi who heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, he was giving the dars of hadith, and he did not want to interrupt this dars of hadith. He says, because Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when he was in the cave, and the Master صلى الله عليه وسلم had his Mubarak head on the lap of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when they were making hijrah in Ghari Thawr, and the scorpion had stung the feet of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he bore the pain, he tolerated the pain, until it became so severe, and the teardrop, it fell off his cheek and came onto the face of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, who woke up to find Abu Bakr Siddiq in this condition. What is it, Abu Bakr? And then he says that a scorpion has bit me. But he did not want to disturb the sleep of Rasulullah. Just like that, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi did not want to disturb the discourse, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, it is mentioned he would walk bare feet in Madinah Munawwara with this fear that if I walk with shoes, then perhaps this is the same soil where Rasulullah put his Mubarak foot and I'm going to walk on that place with my foot. He did not even ride on a camel in Madina Munawwara. He felt that I am going to be higher than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama have even explained, historians have said, that he went out of Madina Munawwara to relieve himself. This was the type of respect he had. When we go to Madina Munawwara, many people will be going for Umrah. Many people are there. Keep on going to Madina Munawwara. Allah take us again and again with afiyat. It is important, the ihtiram of Madina Munawwara. Not going to Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we busy gossiping and we talking so loudly and we laughing and we giggling and we joking. And we busy with our phones and everything else. No, we should go at complete respect, adab. See, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi's kitab, Visit to Madina. And Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi, only twice in his life, because that was in the company of great mashayikh, he went directly in front of the Rosa Mubarak to convey his salam. Normally he would go where the leg Mubarak of Rasulullah would be on the side. From there he would convey his salam. Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, as he's going towards the Rosa Mubarak, it is mentioned he said, where my knees buckled, I could not move any more further, I would stand there and convey my salam. And they would lower their head and they would give the salam with so much of respect. Unfortunately today people take their cell phones and busily viewing and videoing and phoning people at home and making a video call. What pain is caused to Rasulullah. So every time in every spot in Madina Munawwara is sacred, is Mubarak. And one has to respect Madina Munawwara and the people of Madina Munawwara. And then Hazrat says, Madina, Madina. Bara lutf deta hai, naam-e Madina. Just we take the name, Al-Madina Al-Munawwara, Madina Sharif. When we just hear Madina, immediately something happens to our heart. It gives us great pleasure. He says, nigaho mein sultaniyat hez hogi. Kingdomship is of no value whatsoever. Jo paayega dil mein payam-e Madina. When the person has got in his heart the message of Madina. And what is the message of Madina? That Quran and Hadith that Rasulullah SAW brought. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yakuna hawahu taba'an lima ji'tu bih. Rasulullah SAW says, none of you has iman, complete iman, until his desires become subservient to Quran and Hadith that I have brought. The message of Sharia, the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Rasulullah SAW preached to the Sahaba, to the Ummah, this is the payam of Madina. Imagine Jibreel alayhi salam would come to that Madina Munawwara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa would then go into a different kafia. His eyes would close, he would drop his head. He would perspire profusely even on a winter's day when wahi would come down. Sahaba would realize wahi is coming down. And after that, he would explain to them the verses that were revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would recite these verses to the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. What ronak, what kayfiyat, what a beautiful scene in Masabin, Jibril Islam coming. Of course, Sahaba did not see him. One or two Sahaba did see Jibril Islam in the form of Dihra Kalbi, radiyallahu ta'ala. And that is why, when Rasul left this world, then Ummu Ayman Baraka, radiyallahu ta'ala, who had taken care of Rasulullah s.a.w. on the demise of his mother, and she had accompanied Rasulullah s.a.w. because she was the attendant, she was the helper of Amina, the mother of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as they go, you know, to Madina Munawwara, on the return, Amina passes away, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so sad, he's grieved, and he's crying, he was a little boy. And Umma Ayman Baraka radiallahu consoles him. And the books of history explain that when they bury Amina in the place called Abawa, and Nabiya Kareem, some little boy crying, going to his mother's qabr, sitting, coming down again, and he keeps on going several times. It's so hard to leave his mother. He was a yatim as it was. He was born when Abdullah had already passed away, his father. That's why Durre Yatim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umma Iman Barakat then holds his hand, and she brings him back to Makkah Mukarramah on the long journey. And he would say, Ya Ummah, Ba'da Ummi. Oh, my mother after my mother. She was elder than Rasulullah in age. He would visit her regularly. She would prepare some dish for him. At times, Rasulullah was not in the mood of eating. He may be not feeling hungry. And she would force him and get angry. She would scold him that, no, I want you to eat this food. And then he would eat that food she had made for him. So on his demise, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma wish to continue the sunnah of Rasulullah to visit Umma Iman Baraka radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when they go to visit her, she begins to cry. She cries so much that they also begin to cry. And then she tells them, I'm not crying because I did not know that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in a far better place than being with us here. But that ronak, that enjoyment, that excitement, when wahi used to come down, wahi has come to an end now. No Jibreel coming now. We can't see Rasul getting that wahi. It's all over now. So they also began to cry. So this is the payam of Medina. The message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To obey Allah, to obey Rasulullah s.a.w. If we have this in our heart, the entire world, the kingdoms of the world will mean nothing. Zero, zero, zero. Sukune jaha tum kaha dunute ho. Sukuni jaha hai nizami Madina. Every single person is looking for sukun. As I mentioned in the beginning, the moment you just enter Madina Munawwara, there is some type of serenity, tranquility, sukun that you cannot describe. Where are you looking for sukun in other places in the world? People go for honeymoon, they go to various resorts and places. There's no sukun in those places. Sukun is in Madina. And in what? In the Nizam of Medina, in the system of Medina. That system which Rasulullah put in place. He was the true leader. If leaders of the world could implement the teachings that Rasulullah brought, that Nizam, that Dastur, and the principles he laid down of governance, how to treat your citizens, how to treat the workers, how to treat your wives and children, how to treat the poor, the slaves, the prisoners of war. How to interact with the non-Muslims. His beautiful akhlaq, the etiquettes. How he dispatched armies. The various manners in which he ruled Madina Munawwara and he brought complete justice. There was no cheating. He would teach the people the laws of buying and selling. Of not cheating and deceiving. He showed them honesty, uprightness. He showed them ukhuwa, brotherhood. The moment Muhajirin come to Madina Munawwara, he pairs an Ansari with a Muhajir. From today, two of you are brothers, mu'akhat. He taught them how to share. He taught them how to share and give preference to others. He gave women their rights. They had no rights whatsoever. Islam gave women their rights. He showed menfolk how to treat their wives, how to treat your daughters. How to respect your parents, how to treat your elders. This entire nizam of governance, If a person steals, this is a punishment. You make zina, this is a punishment. There should be no haram things taking place. If a person is caught, this will be the system. If this is implemented, there will be peace in the entire world. But when Nizam in Medina is ignored, we just talk about a Nizam of Medina, then you will never get peace in the world. So if you want real sukoon, then bring the Nizam in Medina. If we cannot bring Nizam in Medina in our countries, at least bring it in our own homes. Because you are the king in your own home. Bring the Nizam of Medina. Make the day of your life be the same as that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then even though you may be far away from Medina Munawwara, but your heart will be attached to Medina Munawwara. And then Hazrat Rahmatullah says, "Ho azad akhtar, khame do jahasi," he addresses himself, "O akhtar, may you be free from the worries of both the worlds." Of course, in the world there's so much of worries and griefs and hardships. And the worry of the akhirat, that you must be safe from the fire of Jahannam. And you must be safe from the catastrophes of Qiyamah. He says, what is the solution? Jo ho jaye dil se ghulam-e-Madina. Become a ghulam, a slave of Medina. In other words, become a muttabi' of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow and emulate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the meaning of ghulam-e-Madina. Then you will find that you will be freed from the worries of this world. That sukoon that you will get is totally different. That ta'aluk with Allah and Rasulullah will be totally different. So this was Hazrat saying, Ya Subhi Madina, Ya Shami Madina. We'll just read these couplets.
Ya Subhi Madina, Ya Shami Madina, Ya Subhi Madina, Ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyame Madina. Ye subh Madina, ye shame Madina, ye subh Madina, ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe ye qiyame Madina. Bala jaane kya ja mumina e alam tera kaif e khush kharame Madina. Bala jaane kya ja mumina e alam tera kaif e khush kharame Madina. Ye subh Madina, ye sham Madina, mubarak tujhe ye qiyam Madina. Madine ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par, Madine ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par, ho madd-e-nazar e-tiram-e-Madina. Madina, 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 bara lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. Madina, 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 bara lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. Nigaahon mein sultaniyat hai chahogi, nigaahon mein sultaniyat hai chahogi, jo paayega dil mein qiyam-e Madina. Nigaahon mein sultaniyat hai chahogi, jo paayega dil mein qiyam-e Madina. Ye subh-e Madina, یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے، یہ قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں، تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں، تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، مدینہ 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 مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us qiyam Madina with afiyat and sihat and izzat, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make our wafat in Madina Munawwara. May Allah give us maut in Madina Munawwara in the condition that Allah is most pleased with us, and give us baril jannatul baqi and the day of qiyamah to be raised in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mr. Durus Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله إلا الله،
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم ارحم غناكم عافرما ومن خطاكم عافرما الله forgive us my الله الله full of our hearts ودعوا عشق المحبة عشق المحبة of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم غندي هي الله يا الله we have committed too many sins my الله Ya Allah, with your tawfiq, we took your name, your mubarak name, my Allah. We read salawat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eh, Malik Kareem, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for beshumar ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us, especially the ni'mat of iman. Ya Allah, then you made us in the ummat, the best of ummats, my Allah, in the ummat of our beloved Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq of reading our salat, Ya Allah. Make us people who will establish salat, my Allah. Don't make us become lazy with regards to our salat, Ya Allah, and our faraid, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us follow the sunnat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us see the beauty and the jamal of the sunnat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive every single one of us, my Allah. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children. Our grandchildren, our friends, mutalliqeen, Ya Allah, mashayikh, our students, Ya Allah. Forgive all those who are present now, my Allah. They've raised their hands, Ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters and brothers at home. Our brothers here in the masjid, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're only knocking at your door, my Allah. We're only begging from you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can bestow favors upon us, my Allah. You're the only one who can answer our du'as, my Allah. You're the only one who can remove our worries, my Allah, and our problems, my Allah. There is no other Allah beside you, my Allah. Allah grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. He was the sweetness of your dhikr, my Allah. The sweetness of making sajda before you. The sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people who are not well, my Allah. They are sick, my Allah. Grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. All the marhumin, give them jannatu firdaus, my Allah. So many of our close relatives, my Allah, and friends and students have passed on, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, you give them the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it come to us with ease, my Allah. Without any zillat and humiliation, my Allah. Without any fatigue, my Allah. Without chasing after dunya. Ya Allah, you pour dunya for us, ya Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Make it be halal and tayyib, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs. Ya Allah, there are people listening to this program, my Allah, who are of marriageable age, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many young boys and young girls, my Allah. They're looking for, ya Allah, for suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, they do not want to commit zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are human beings, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they need to get married, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them suitable partners, ya Allah, and bless them, ya Allah, with a nikah full of happiness and bliss, ya Allah, following your commandments and the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, there are people who've got business problems, my Allah. They've got qaraz and debts to pay, my Allah. It is just becoming more and more, ya Allah. You ease the difficulty, my Allah. People have social problems, domestic problems, may Allah, whatever hardship they got, may Allah. We are only begging from you, Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhira wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now again, we beg you, may Allah, to remove the difficult conditions our Muslim brothers and sisters are suffering in Palestine and Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, abtu raham ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, raham ka maamla farma. Lutf, ya Allah, ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, asani farma. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Wa anta taj'alul hasana idha shi'ta sahla. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. You are the king of kings, my Allah. There is no qudrat and power that is above you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them afiyat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, give us mawtul iman, mawtul madina sharif, burial jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of qiyamah. The holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, those who have been hijacked and kidnapped, my Allah, return them with afiyat, ya Allah, and salamati, back to their homes and back to their families, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our lives, my Allah. Give us aman and aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove fear from our hearts, my Allah. Remove fear from our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our children, our grandchildren, our families, my Allah. Make our children and grandchildren the coolness of our eyes, ya Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. اللهم حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.